We're rolling.
And we're back. We're live. Welcome.
We're back after some weeks where we just said, you know what?
Life.
This isn't for us today.
Life either knocked us down or really kept us busy, and there was no in between. Yeah. Or both.
Between work and, you know, depression.
And just everything else.
And everything else going on in the world, which, by the way, is so fucking morbid to start this off with. But did you see that stabbing attack in the UK yesterday?
Yes, I did see that.
Like, oh my God, it was a dance class of children.
Yep.
The world is a messed up place, but here we are persevering.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Nevertheless, she persevered. Yeah, I just saw that on Instagram as we were getting things started. Taylor Swift, you know,
posted. Oh, I was at the gym yesterday when they were reporting about it on all of the 500 TVs. So
I kind of feel like I was living under a rock yesterday. It was like the most Monday yesterday. The most what? Yesterday was the most Monday I've had in a while. I woke up being soft ghosted by a man that I thought I had a really good date with last week.
A soft ghost.
So yeah, you guys, like this. Okay, so this guy, we're just gonna get right into
it. Oh, hold on, let me crack my doc pop.
Your doc pop. I'm being hyper lame this morning because it's 10 a.m and B, I haven't had my morning coffee. Audrey had a eye doctor appointment this morning out in Virginia, so she's bringing us back Starbucks. So I'm waiting for that, but I haven't had any caffeine today, and I didn't want to have like a soda and then catapult into having a Starbucks coffee as soon as we're done with this. So
I do.
Yeah, I just have my stupid fucking water bottle.
So fucking stupid and dumb. How dare you?
Yeah. Anyway, so I matched with this guy on Hinge like 3 weeks ago-ish, and then he had to go home for a wedding. So we were just doing like the fucking pen pal shit. My language is horrible this morning. I don't really know what's happening.
Don't care. Next.
Yeah, flashback to the one guy on a date who told me I curse too much. But anyway.
That's why we have a fucking podcast.
Yeah, we're like texting too much for my liking, but I keep trying to tell myself that it was better than the alternative than like waiting hours and hours for someone to respond, getting one word responses. I was like, okay, your communication is pretty good. Like, we're freaking texting in 3-paragraph essays. Like, is this a DBQ? I don't know. So we go on this date and I'm like, wow, that went well. We had 3 hours of good conversation. He like got up to go to the bathroom and paid for our tab inside. So like, didn't have to deal with that awkwardness of like, should we split it? Walks me home, like does the overly gentleman thing where they walk on the outside of the sidewalk, you know, because definitely if we got hit by a car, only he would die and not the person standing on the inside.
For sure.
For sure.
You'd just be seriously maimed and injured.
Right. And then we text in paragraphs again all weekend, like being engaging, asking me questions about my weekend, etc. Sunday night, he turns on read receipts for the first time in like the 3.5 months that we've been chatting. Turns on read receipts, leaves me on read overnight, wakes up Monday morning and sends, hey, I've been thinking, and I'm just not really feeling a romantic connection between us. I wish you the best of luck.
Short and sweet.
And I was just like, I was like,
cool. Oh, thanks, my guy.
I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. That is so interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. So that's how I started off my Monday. And then I like catapulted into a whole spiral of self-esteem issues and I'm going to be alone forever issues and like all of this fun stuff, but also trust issues, because if I am not supposed to think that someone who acts like they like me and says that they like me actually likes me, then
I wish you responded to him and said like, just so you know, maybe make the actions match the sentiments next time. Like,
I was so tempted to say something like petty or prescriptive in terms of his behavior, but I also just didn't want to give any fuel to the fire. I didn't want to give energy to this situation. And I just was like, let's, sh I literally answered and I was like, great, thanks for letting me know.
yeah, well,
I mean, it is better than dragging it on for months and months and months or like years, because we know people who have been in relationships for that long who are like,
yeah.
me, don't really like them. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Well.
But still, yeah, that was like mad fun to wake up to. So I just, you know, we're in the throes of dating and it's brutal out here.
It fucking sucks out here. I love when you match, and by you I mean me, match with a guy on a dating app and they're like, I hate it here or whatever. They're like, oh, I had
Yes.
to download this app. I had to give in. Like, I don't know what I'm doing on here. Like, oh, it's like, it's not real. I'm new to this and I don't really get what's going on and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's a
It's
dating app, dude.
really, yeah, and this has tried to be my mantra like throughout this era of my dating life. It's just like it's not that deep. But when I see these guys who their whole profile is like how cynical they are about dating, that is such a turnoff to me. I'm like, listen, I'm out here like trying to have fun, like trying to date around. Like, sure, I would like to end up with someone, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna go into it like I'm gonna be me. I just don't wanna do this. And like when I see these profiles that are literally just like the biggest risk I ever took, download this app. Together we could get off
Delete the
Hinge.
app.
Don't hate me if I lie to my friends about how we met. Like all of this stuff. I'm like, it's life. People meet on the internet and you need to fucking suck it up and stop being a cynical little dickwad.
Yeah, okay. So I have some very fun screenshots that I've added recently.
My God. I keep forgetting to do that, by the way, to our shared album, but I need to be better at it because I just have to go back in my like conversations and find them, but you're doing it the smarter way, so props to you.
Well, when I see something funny, I'll put it on. Like, here we have Connor, who
Connor.
identifies as a soul temporarily driving this vessel. His job is fuck capitalism, middle finger emoji. His education is the forest. He's spiritual. His home is earth, and his political affiliation is other. And with that, I'm like, be fucking for real.
Like,
Then
okay,
get off an
so
app and go conjure a fairy to help find you love in the fucking forest, my guy.
first
They would
step,
love to help.
move to Portland, Oregon.
Get out of central Pennsylvania. This next one is really fun. I put an emoji over the guy because this entire picture needs to just be debunked. But the bottom text on this says, if you're not down for having Texas Roadhouse butter licked off your titties, it just won't work. Shrug emoji.
What
So,
app is that, Tinder?
this is on Tinder. So, this is a
I'm
shirtless dude.
so
I put
scared.
cat emoji over his face to kind of hide his identity. But if you notice, there's a couch next to what appears to be like a bed against just a gray cinder block wall. Not even a
It does
painted one. It's a
definitely look
basement.
like he holds people hostage there.
Hello?
Yeah, there's hostages behind him in the photo.
He's in a
This was a
basement.
fun one for me. This guy's name was Vincent, and we matched on the Bumble app. And I go, hi, how's your post-holiday Monday going? This was right after the 4th of July week. And he goes, hey, great, and yours. No punctuation, no anything.
Hey, Grant, yours.
I go, mine was good. I took all of last week off, though, so the scaries this morning were real. And he goes, and how did it play out? And I go, okay, well, I can't complain. My boss is in London for the week. So by noon, I felt pretty off the hook, LOL. And he goes, so false alarm on the scaries. There's no punctuation. And I go, yeah, I guess you could say that. And then he just sends me a South Park gif that says,
Nice.
nice. I'm like, I'm leading this conversation. I'm asking you the questions. Like, You're sending me literally
The bare minimum.
one. I just showed his whole photo, but who the fuck
It's
cares?
okay.
This with a bare minimum. And then he goes, nice. Like, oh my God, am I inconveniencing you, Vincent? No wonder you're fucking 34 and still single. No wonder you can't keep up a conversation. Oh, he's a Gemini. I should have known.
Yeah, it would never have worked out. All right, this one is a Hinge prompt that says, I'm convinced that. So this person is convinced that this app is bullshit and all women suck. Try to change my mind. Why is
What?
that on me, Steven?
That's crazy. Why are there so, there are, I mean, I was about to say, why are there so many misogynists on Hinge? It's because they're all fucking misogynists somewhere deep down. But the ones that actually write about it blow my mind. Like, don't match with me if you like Taylor Swift. Like,
Yeah.
I'm like,
I
if you wear a
just.
lot of makeup, don't like me back. I'm
So
like, oh my God.
this next one's in that same vein. Again, a Hinge prompt. I want someone who. So this person wants someone who can be my peace. I solve problems and fix things for a living. I want someone who can bring peace and happiness to me free time. Toxic women need not apply.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, then this one's another Hinge prompt. My greatest strength, my mouth.
No fucking
Emoji.
way. No way. He
And
wrote that.
then the last one I have, I believe, is a Bumble bio, and this one was actually kind of funny. So, this is the refresher that we'll end on, but my bio is, are you tired of playing limbo just to lower the bar again for another guy that can't keep up a conversation? Well, you're in luck because I'm 6'4", so I am probably above whatever bar you have, plus a couple inches.
Okay. I just like, I don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah, I'm like, I have to like actually make plans to like go out and do things and
And
meet
like meet
people.
people in the wild. Yeah,
And I
because
am
this
doing
is.
things and meeting people, and that's the issue, is I'm doing things and meeting regular people. Like,
Right,
I
right.
volunteered a
And
dog rescue with a bunch of women over the age of like 50. Like,
you love that.
I'm meeting
No.
those people.
I just can't deal, and like, well, I'll get into my bigger story of the person that I was kind of seeing before this situation, who like legitimately knew him from home, so Florida, spent we like I knew who he was. He's younger than me, so in high school I wasn't like all eyes on this person, right? Like I was a senior, he was a sophomore. Like, I went to a school with 4,000 kids. And he moves to DC, sees me on Hinge, likes me. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I fucking know who you are. Like, we'll go grab drinks. Me thinking it's platonic, him obviously not thinking it was platonic for a year. A year, we're becoming friends, we're hanging out more, we're integrating into each other's friend group, all this stuff. Early May, fast forward this past May, hooked up for the first time. And he's like, finally, like, I don't want this to be the only time, like, throwing around all of these niceties, like, texting me how my week's going, like, very much a definitive change from us just having been friends before. So I was like, oh shit, like, have I been ignoring this for basically 10 months? And now I actually have feelings and like realize my feelings, realize that I had someone great in front of me this whole time, like, should have. You know, welcomed his pursuits maybe before whatever. No time wasted. Let's dive right into it. So we're like hanging out more, hooking up more, and like being all cutesy, whatever. He's meeting my friends, like very willingly coming to things that only my friends are at, whatever. We go to the 4th of July. Granted, I was not sober, but I don't really regret bringing up stuff drunk because I think the outcome would have been the same.
Yeah,
So
it's
we're
like
at,
I'm not gonna bring it up without, like, I'm too scared to bring it up, and then I'm gonna bring it
yeah.
up eventually, but the drinking just brings it up sooner. It's fine.
Right. So it's like everyone was like, oh, you shouldn't have had that conversation like drunk. I'm like, what? Nothing would have changed. I told myself in this whole like 2 months of being this weird situationship, being like, okay, this guy has basically pursued me and now for a year led me on for 2 months. If I go to him and I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? And he tells me, to pound salt, then we're not friends. Like, I'm not
No.
sticking around and being friends with you anymore.
Mm-mm.
So I go into this conversation literally at Whitlow's because he had his hand on my leg and then I put my hand on his hand and then he pulled his hand away and I literally was like, what the fuck? So we started talking and I was like, I can't separate my feelings from friendship anymore. So, like, what's going on here? And he basically catapulted into this whole 30 minutes of swirling about how he's too depressed to be in a relationship. He brought up how it was like offensive to him that I didn't remember meeting him in high school, which I was like, who cares? It was high school. Like,
Yeah.
I was a hot, popular senior, and you were a sophomore that I was interviewing for yearbook. Like, sorry. And he was like, I'm not like a girlfriend guy. I haven't had a girlfriend since I was 14. Like, you don't want this. Like, I'm not okay. Like, blah, blah, blah. Which,
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
like, obviously empathetic to severe mental health issues, but also this is a person who, to my knowledge, has in at least the recent past not sought help for pretty severe mental health issues, which is a really big trigger to me as someone who has dealt with stuff like that really close in my family. So I was just like, I'm empathetic to people going through stuff and having these issues that they clearly need help with. But like, you can't just wake up one day and hope that your like brain chemicals have rebalanced. That's not really how it works. Like, you need
Yeah.
like,
Like, listen, if someone who's also
right.
empathetic to mental health issues, if
Yeah.
your mental health, though, like, if the, in general, I feel this way about a lot of things when people start complaining about shit. Like, if you wake up every day for a fucking year and expect every day for the problem to just solve itself,
No,
like,
that's what I
it's
was saying.
not.
And then it becomes it's not an excuse. Okay, so
Yeah.
that's your excuse for leading me on for a year? Like, that's your excuse for why you're just leaving me crying in this Whitlow's because
Yeah.
like
And then it's like, oh, I'm denying myself the pleasures and joys of like getting to know and connect with people on a deeper level because I'm just too fucked up. Oh, no one can fix me.
Literally, that was the conversation. And I was just like, then he was like, I don't have time for anything. Like, I barely have time for myself. Like, my best friend was with us today, and this was the first time I've seen him in 3 weeks, and he lives down the hall. Like, all of these swirling arguments where I was literally just sitting there, like, you did this? Like, why? I was like,
Yeah.
you started this. You opened the door. You continued to keep the door open. Like, I'm so confused.
And he's the one that said he didn't want it to just be a one-time thing. And he's there.
Yeah.
My issue, though, is also like you're doing PDA, and
Yeah.
then when you reciprocate, it's suddenly
He
an
got
issue.
mad. Right. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, this is over, obviously. We're not friends anymore. So
No.
the network I helped you build in DC is now gone because obviously you're not close enough with any of my friends for you to get them. So we'll never see you again. I will never see you again. You will never hear from me again. And he was like, I really want to talk more tomorrow. And I said, no,
About
if you
what?
have anything you want to say to me, you can say it now. Because as soon as I walk down the stairs of this bar, we are not friends and you will never see me again. And then I left and I came home and I immediately blocked him on everything. He is the only person that I have ever done that with. I have exes on my Instagram all day long. I have never blocked someone before. And I said, goodbye.
Yeah, you're very
Adios.
reluctant to block. I'm just like, okay, if you said all of this shit about how you don't have time and you're in such a whatever and you're so sad boy, then like, what else do you have to say tomorrow? Like, point has been
What
made. Point
else do you have to
taken.
say tomorrow? And then also, why did you start this? Like, that was what started feeling really gross to me throughout the course of the conversation, is that it started becoming really obvious to me that he always knew this wasn't going to be something. So to put in that much effort and time into someone who was already in your life as a friend, basically to just like what, sleep with me a couple of times and then be like, never mind. Like, that's disgusting. And I was sitting in this bar stool just being like, I feel so used. Because if you were in the mindset where you couldn't be in a relationship, you couldn't take someone seriously, you didn't have time to dedicate to building a relationship with someone, why did you open the door? Like,
Yeah.
that's so selfish and such a, I think it's so cruel, no matter where you're, and like, your mental health is not a fucking excuse. Because if that's what you're blaming it on, and you're also not getting help, then you're just going to be in this like
Yeah.
cycle of
If you've
hurting people your
He's
whole life.
clearly had this issue for like years at this point, and it's not
Yeah.
changing. So, like, my guy, figure it out.
Since high
Like,
school.
also, I will say, there's a lot of shitty people that we talk about, shitty dating scenarios for, like, especially the DC dating scene. But
Yeah.
at least it sounds like most of the guys that we encounter that end up being like, oop, friend zone, or I didn't really want anything serious, kind of went into the whole thing with like, well, maybe it'll work out, or like they didn't let it drag on and like be that intense
Right.
for our experiences, I will say. But like, yeah, it is really despicable to hear some person really just have complete disregard for
Also,
another
like someone I had
well-being.
known for like
Yeah,
what,
it's not
almost
even a
15
rando.
years?
It's not even a
No,
rando.
it's not
That's the
even a
worst
rando.
part.
And that was why I was like, actually, I mean, I was hurt for probably 3 days. Then I got over it in Gemini. But I think that's why I like it hit me so hard is because I was like, it's like, I mean, this is obviously an extreme fucking comparison, but you know how like you're most likely to get like sexually assaulted by one of your friend, like someone you know.
Yeah.
It's like it I was like, oh my God, am I like getting the most played by someone in my inner circle? Like, oh my
Yeah.
God.
Keep
Like
your
this.
enemies close.
I know, legit. Anyway, and then all of his friends blocked me over the weekend after
That
that
is
happened.
no, like, and they're all boyfriends, right?
And yeah, and it was
That's so
just like
ridiculous.
they're all guy friends, and I had like formed personal relationships with some of them, and they all blocked me, and I knew that they had a friend in town. So like I'm sitting there trying to enjoy the rest of my 4th of July vacation, just like reeling about this group of guys like sitting around at a bottomless brunch in Navy Yard talking about me, and I guess like spinning the situation into something that painted me in a bad enough light for them all to simultaneously block me on fucking
Well,
social
that's
media.
fucking a hilarious visual. I actually think it's a little bit more cynical than that, a little more dark. In my head, now that you've just said that, I picture like sad boy, your sad boy being like absolutely like in his feels, like, you guys, she left, blah, blah, blah. Like having a whole emotional mentee be, and all of his friends had to
I don't
drop
want to see what
everything.
she posts.
Yeah, literally. And I feel like he literally operated that, like, very much manipulated the situation and was like, oh, you guys, this sucks. Woe is me. And then his friends dropped everything for him. That sounds, the way that it kind of came to my head felt very manipulative. If all of your
Yeah.
friends suddenly feel that, like, they have to drop what they're doing and block this one girl on social
No,
media,
it's
like, that's
so
like
icky.
something very manipulative. Like, that's something a manipulative
Yeah.
girl that we were friends with would do.
Yeah. Again, so here I find myself in the situation. If you act like you like me and you say you like me, which literally, I like you, words literally left this man's mouth. And but you know, then you don't. What do I believe?
Girl, you got yourself out of a you got out. That could have been easily. He tried to manipulate you into staying by feeling bad for him, and then he would have used you every time that he felt shitty. Again, I've been in this situation where someone was like, hey, I'm gonna kill myself if you don't come over. So,
Yeah.
like,
Well,
he
that's the
would have been
other
doing
thing
that to you.
is that after like
You escaped.
when we were swirling in that conversation at the bar, I was like, I don't know what you see as being the alternative to us not being friends. Like, do you think we're just gonna like hang out again as friends and like go grab beers with your guy friends? Like, what do you think is gonna happen? I'm
Like,
so confused. Like, what do you think is gonna happen?
he wanted to keep you in his pocket and you escaped. Good for you. That situation
I'm
could have
an
easily
escape
gotten
artist.
so. You are. I'm an art and this is my artwork. Let I'm an art. I'm an artist and this is my artwork.
I'm an art and this is my artist. Hit me like one of your French girls. Yeah, so it's
Anyway.
been a really, July has been such, this was all in the same month, you guys. Every story I just told happened in the same month.
So that's why we were taking some breaks and stuff. We
I know.
needed it.
It was so funny. Rachel was like, have you guys been posting regularly or did I just miss it? And I was like, no, we just haven't. We're busy and
We've
sad and
each been going through it, and then
yeah,
yeah.
going through it,
Yeah,
girls.
last week was just so busy. This week is not as busy, thank God. But I was just like,
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm gonna find time. And then Kimmy was like, hey, I know you're really busy. Do you not wanna? And I was like, thank God.
Yeah. Because also we have gotten into such a bad habit of only recording like either day before or day of. Whereas when we were in person, because it was like more of an event, we would do it like throughout the week and then we'd be prepared for the next week. And it was like so
Yeah.
much more rolling. Now it's like a fire every time. And we've definitely done it to ourselves, but I'll even wake up on Mondays and I'm like, my 9 to 5 is busy on Mondays because most likely I wasn't as productive as I wanted to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Things came in over the weekend. So I'm like, shit, now it's Monday. I have actual busyness in my job. I have to record. I have to go to the grocery store. I have to work out. I have like laundry from the weekend. And it's just like the things stack up. I'm like, why did we leave this for Monday?
Because we're just girls.
I'm legit just a girl.
Speaking of just a girl, and also men, I do want to change the topic because I feel like I learned something too late, and not too late, but very late in life. And I
Okay.
think now I'm thinking back about how I misread every situation ever. You know when men are like, oh my God, your hands are so small, and they compare hands?
Yeah.
Did you know that apparently that's them flirting?
I mean, yeah, I think I did.
I never knew that. And I was always like, oh my God, my hands are really small too. And then I was like, now I'm looking back and I'm like, I literally chimed in and probably like wet blanketed an entire situation like so many times
No,
in my
I
life.
do feel like they want to like break the touch barrier, you know?
Yeah. But when I did that, they were just like, cool. Like they never were like, oh, let's see. Like I literally missed an entire social. Like chapter of social cues somehow. And I was like, oh, I
Happens.
saw
It
like a TikTok
happens.
recently and I was like, oh shit, sorry to all of those women or men who were trying to get their dick wet. Like, my bad, guys. I didn't know. If I knew, I wouldn't have done what I did.
I mean, it's so hard. I'm even doing that about this guy who soft ghosted me yesterday. I'm like, you say you didn't feel romantic. What was I seeing? Like, did I
A
miss?
ghost.
Like, literally, I'm like, did I miss the signs?
No,
Like,
that's I'm reading social cues from men is already tough enough, but like if you're missing something that is apparently an obvious go-to for them, that like me, then I guess I'm just cock blocking everyone left and right in a past life. But
yeah.
I just thought that was really funny.
I just think it's funny.
I just think it's funny. Also in the note, I have many random ass questions and stuff that have popped up in the last couple weeks.
I know the first one I'm reading here is pretty good. I think we should discuss it.
Okay, listeners, you feel free to chime in. If you, Kimberly, if you had to sleep on a bed made out of cooked noodles, what shape would you choose?
Okay,
And here I am picturing like the noodles would be maybe they could be a little larger than normal size, or like you would be smaller than typical if you wanted to be, or like would it be?
I think it should be normal proportions.
Yeah, okay,
And
cool.
Can we give it some structure? Like you have a wood frame that you can dump the noodles into.
Oh, I was thinking it would be kind of like those
Like
inflatable chairs from the 2000s where it's
okay,
just.
so more like a pile on the floor.
Yeah, it's a dense structure. Like it's all
Okay.
completely made out of noodle.
Okay.
It's cooked though, so it's soft.
Cooked. Yes, that would be important. Okay,
But it's giving like, yeah, the beanbag inflatable chair vibe.
I'm of two minds. Okay. The first is angel hair. Because it's really thin spaghetti and I feel like dense, it could be just like so nice and almost like fluid. But my other mind says go like lasagna. So you stack that shit up and then you have like a platform of lasagna to sleep on.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm also of two minds. Somewhat similar. I want to do like a fettuccine or like a wider noodle.
Okay,
Because
interesting.
I think
A
the texture,
parpadelle.
not that wide, but
Okay,
like
I guess
wider
I
than
meant to name.
spaghetti.
Okay.
I don't
So
know if
there's
I
an
want to
in
do that wide.
between.
Yeah, like a linguine or a fettuccine. And then like, I feel like the texture has to be, I just want to know what it feels like. You know,
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like it would, if you were watching or reading the first Harry Potter Sorcerer's Stone, It's like when they fall through on all those plants after they meet Fluffy.
Yes.
That's what I kind of imagine it would feel like.
Yeah.
And I want to know what that feels like. My other one is penne. I just think penne cooked together, stuck together by starch,
No.
I think it would be enough for me.
No, I don't like it because I don't want the tubes like in my ears or like on my fingies, or that you get your toes stuck in the tubes.
Ooh. I kind of want to put fettuccine on, or not fettuccine, I want to put penne on my toes now and walk around.
On my toes.
Putting penne on
Episode name.
toes. Penne on the toes. Anyway, that was one that I had thought about. And another thing that I was thinking about the other day is when you were growing up and you were learning lyrics to songs that you were listening to, how did you
Yeah.
go about doing that?
Google.
Okay.
Like if I really wanted to know all the words, yeah, I would go, or like, didn't iTunes have built-in lyrics sometimes? Or was that after? I would
Maybe
look up
later.
lyrics to things a lot. And sometimes I would like read along as I was learning. Yeah.
I would listen very endlessly to the songs, and if the CD jacket had lyrics in them, I would be reading the CD jacket.
I forgot about CD jackets.
And if
Yeah,
it
for
was just
sure.
like really artsy photo shoot, I was like, that's cool, but like this is worthless to me.
If it was artsy photo shoot, it was most likely thumbtacked to my wall.
Yeah, well, the little ones though, I was like flipping through them, like, there's no lyrics in here. You're telling me about how you created the song and who produced it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm like five, I'm six. Like, I don't want this. I want to read lyrics.
Yeah.
So I would either try and learn it by listening, or I would do that. And then with the internet, I would like A to Z lyrics.
Yeah.
I would print it out. I would
Yeah,
put it in a
before
binder.
Genius was a thing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was a crazy hiccup.
That was Sorry, everyone. That was
Was crazy
crazy.
back then. But yeah, I would print them out, and then I'd have a binder of lyrics so I could play my songs and then
That's
sing
so
and read
fucking funny.
along like a
I
fucking
have
nerd.
something that I don't get in the
Okay,
world.
okay.
Loan companies.
Okay.
Where it, like, they're not a bank. So I just call and I'm like, hello, I'm in debt, or debt relief too. That doesn't, I don't get it.
JG Wentworth,
Yeah,
sponsor us.
847 cash now. I don't get where that money comes from.
Yeah, they just have cash now for you. I'm like, hello.
Right. Cash now from where?
Is it just like one rich dude starts it and then when
I don't
everyone.
know. That's what I'm saying. I literally don't understand. I was
Yeah.
in an Uber the other day, and like every other commercial is for like debt relief or loans on the radio. And I was sitting there and I was like, this seems like a why can't we just print more money situation? If there's these all of these fucking companies that have all this money to loan, then like,
Supposedly.
why can't we just fix like
Yeah, and
global
then I want to
debt?
know how those companies are actually like successful. Like, how is JG
How
Wentworth
do they make?
around so
Someone
long?
told me that it's like the interest is
Yeah,
where
but
they make money, but that
I
seems really instance not unsustainable. That's
thank
the
you.
word.
Yes, that's what I'm saying is like if yes, you're gonna get interest and that goes into like your profits, but then like if you end up loaning out more money, like how do you
Then
pay your
yeah,
people?
I know. I don't, I just, it's one of those things that I don't understand. And I don't know if I need to. I hope I don't
Yeah,
ever need to use a loan company, but like,
I'm never gonna Google it. I'm never gonna dig deep,
no,
but
I'm never gonna get to the bottom of this. I'm not really interested. I just was literally in this Uber, like, I could call this number right now and get 2 grand. Why?
it just feels too cyclical for it to be a successful business model. You know?
Could not agree more. So glad I got that off my chest.
I actually feel the same way about public trusts.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
as a member of the public, I have very little trust in a lot of things, and I don't understand, like, is my money
What is.
going somewhere?
Yeah.
And then that can be used for so like
I don't.
hello? I pay
Yeah.
taxes that I don't want it to go there.
No, I don't even know what that is, to be honest. Like a trust is like what?
You save money, you know,
like
like
an
your trust
account?
fund
Yeah.
babies.
Yeah.
But then like what's a public trust. We all just bend together and say, hey, let's save money together.
Can anyone access your public
That's
trust?
what I'm, who's beneficiarying? Who's the beneficiant?
This was once a science podcast, and now it's a finance podcast.
We are economists.
Just two girls talking money,
We are finance bros. We
talking
are,
loans, talking debt, talking
trust,
counterfeiting,
but two
trust,
kinds of trust. Lots of trust issues.
and Publix.
Damn, now I want a sub.
I want Publix. I have trust in
I
Publix.
have trust in Publix. I
Listen,
do not
if
have public trust.
Publix were to open a bank
Oh,
and
yeah.
or a loan slash debt relief company, I would invest.
I would
I
be like, I don't
believe
know. They could have an MLM. I'm in.
there's nothing they can do wrong in my brain. I would have my wedding ceremony in Publix. I love it so much. I think about it all the time. It is literally the only thing that severely pains me in regards to never wanting to move back to somewhere more southern that has them readily
Well,
available.
there is the one like an hour and a half away off the Bermuda
Yeah.
Triangle of 95, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to live anywhere near
No, but
Fredericksburg.
you can live, Fredericksburg, but you can live in DC, which, when you're desperados, you can
Yeah.
drive down there.
Desperado.
Yeah. I mean,
Why
anyway,
don't you come
that's it for smart
to
stuff coming out of our mouths. Have you ever
the
looked at the Dr. Pepper like merch that exists
Is it?
specifically on Amazon?
No, should I do it right now?
Yeah, it's really funny. I don't know why I got down that rabbit hole the other day, but oh boy, did I.
Dr. Pepper merch. Trust me, I'm a doctor. There's boxer briefs.
There's Diet Dr. Pepper merch that are specific. We could get socks that say, if you can read this, bring me a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I have those, only it says, if you can read this, bring me a Diet Coke.
Yeah, so never stand between a woman and her Dr. Pepper, obviously.
Oh,
The
yeah, I just
Dr.
stumbled
Pepper
upon that one.
candles,
Dr.
there's
Pepper cotton candy, you guys.
the dessert topping, the little sweet guy, you can get him as a Funko Pop figurine. So
Okay, I don't get that.
him.
I don't get Funko Pop.
Oh, I don't either. They're kind of cute in some forms, and that's why my sister's gotten me like three or whatever of them. But other than that, like, I don't really understand why people collect them the way that they do.
I'm sorry, these are Dr. Pepper baked beans.
Yeah. There's a welcome mat. This is welcome. We hope you brought Dr. Pepper and dog treats. So that's gonna be mine someday.
Holy shit. I want Dr. Pepper baked beans. They're $7 a can, $7.25 to be exact. But color me intrigued, you guys. I feel like that would slap. Uh-oh.
Is there a screaming cat?
There is a screaming cat. Hold,
Just have to
please.
show you the, while Kimmy does this, the aesthetic of the Dr. Pepper various cans on a sweatshirt. We're waiting for her to let the cat out of the bag.
Honey.
Even though the
Good
cat's not in a
job,
bag,
Sparky.
don't panic.
Oh.
She was just outside the door. I'm gonna leave all
Ouch.
this in, by the way. I'm not editing this.
She
Life
might.
happens. Dr. Pepper helps. You can get that as a sticker. This is crazy.
She might end up yelling to go somewhere else, but I don't know.
Kimberly.
What?
Down with Maddie Healy. We have to get the Dr. Pepper neon sign.
Only $30.
Babe, you look like you need a Dr. Pepper.
Wait, that would be so funny.
Oh my God, I love that. Anyway, I was just laughing the other day. I looked to see what the price of Diet Dr. Pepper was on Amazon, and then some merch popped up, and so I went down that rabbit hole, and it really brought me joy.
The Diet Dr. Pepper has been like in and out of stock for months, and it's really annoying.
I went to the freaking grocery store the other day, whole soda aisle, chock full, one little square barren. Guess what it was? Diet fucking Dr. Pepper.
Diet kelp? That's crazy.
Yeah, so there was every other type of Dr. Pepper you want. Diet Coke, full. All the Olympic Beverageno sponsoring Olympics, full.
My
Like,
tiny just sniffed my foot.
oh, it's just a mama kind of stinky. Does she have anything to say?
No, she just wanted in. I think she wanted to finish her cat breakfast.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it was a hungry girl.
I do have one last rant about Beverageno's.
I thought it was going to be about men.
Oh, well, always. I hate when you get an iced coffee or an iced latte or some sort of crafted iced beverage, and they put the ice in last and on top. Because then I have a straw and I have to wait for the bottom of the drink to get cold because it's just room
It's so
temperature.
foul. I was talking about this with Audrey yesterday.
Like
Is
Starbucks, they
your.
all shake it with the ice and strain it out. Beautiful. I went to Wawa and got an iced latte. All the ice, beautiful ice, by the way. It's almost comparable to Chick-fil-A ice. It's great ice,
Wow.
but it's just sitting on top. And I'm like, my fucking latte is warm on the bottom and my hand is frozen. Make it make sense.
Yes. I also hate that it waters it down, and I have this qualm that if you are an establishment that sells coffee, you need to figure out how to not have to pour your hot coffee over ice in order to serve it as iced, because then it waters down the coffee. I didn't ask for an Americano. I asked for an iced latte. It's not that hard to batch espresso and put it chilled so that when you're making an iced latte, you can simply pour the cold espresso over ice. I also have to get on a soapbox about bars that claim that they have espresso martinis and either make the drink with hot espresso and or with cold brew, because that is not the drink that I ordered.
Yeah, I know technically you can use a cold brew concentrate.
Concentrate, totally fine. But like the Starbucks, like from the refrigerator at Whole Foods,
Yeah.
do not put vodka in that. Ugh, I can't. Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
Yeah. It's tough out here. I just put the ice in the cup first and put the oat milk over it. Like, even the oat
Yeah.
milk that's from the fridge suddenly feels room temp to me because the
Yeah.
top half of my drink is a tundra.
No,
And
it's
that's what I want
so.
to drink. I want to drink the tundra year round.
Yes, I agree. And I don't want it to, I just don't want it to be like watered down and then it separates. And then it just looks like a Dunkin' Donuts purchase, which is what no one
Love
wants.
Dunkin'.
That's so psychotic.
I
I
know.
literally. I feel like Dunkin' Donuts employees are trained to make you whatever fucking drink they want. No matter, it's like you go up, you're like, can I have an iced caramel latte? And they're just like, here's milk with a shot of espresso in it. I don't care if this is what you ordered or not, but it's what you're getting. And by the way, it's the surface area of the sun hot.
I will say there are some areas where the Dunkins are not superior, and DC is pretty much one of them where there's only a few Dunkins that actually make the drinks like a Dunkin should. One of them was not the one in Chinatown.
Yeah, I was gonna say that one was
That one
disgusting.
was, yeah, it was like,
I
who's
also didn't
there?
like the one in Noma.
Oh, I like the one in Noma.
I just don't like Dunkin', I think is what it is, really,
Okay,
because I
well.
also associate it with like the half functioning ones that they have in airport terminals and train
Oh, or
stations.
truck stops, yeah.
Yeah, when you go up and you're like, hi, can I have again an iced caramel latte? And they go, we don't do iced here. Or
Yeah.
you go up and you say, can I have a latte and a toasted bagel with cream cheese? And they say, we don't toast here.
But
I'm like,
I.
what do you do back there?
Nothing. As people are like, we proudly serve Starbucks coffee, but you can get it hot or you can get it in your face.
Right.
We're going to throw it
Yeah.
at you or you can drink it.
Or
Take your
you
pick.
can get it punted at you from across the airport
Literally. But I
terminal.
will say, Dunkin' was one of the first places that I knew that did, other than like a Starbucks, that did like the cold brew or iced coffee was made very specific and separate from regular coffee. Because whenever they would
Correct.
run out, I was like, oh my God, they like make it different. But I also love because Dunkin' has to do the weird swirly thing and turn it upside down. So the whole drink gets mixed and the ice goes down and around. So, you know, I appreciate that. My drink's always pretty fucking cold there.
I'm just really passionate about my hatred for Dunkin' Donuts.
That's
It's like a
fair.
last resort for me. If I'm like, and every once in a while, I do crave their hyper sweet coffees. Because they, like, if you get, I keep saying iced caramel latte, I think that's because the only thing I've ever gotten at Dunkin' Donuts. But sometimes when you get one, it's like this much caramel at the bottom. And sometimes I want that.
Interesting. I only get their iced coffee, and it's like a shot of cocaine for me.
Yum.
Because I know how cocaine works. It's shot form, obviously.
Yes, liquid down the hatch.
So that's all I have to say. I love Dunkin'. I will drink Dunkin' over Starbucks probably. And I like their food options better. So.
I think that my Starbucks order from the morning was canceled.
Well, I guess it's time to go cry.
Yeah. It is. I also like work. Ugh. I don't want to do that.
And now
I
it's
feel
running
like I
close.
had something else to say, and it was about coffee.
Oh.
And I don't think I remember it. Maybe it was just about how much I hated Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know, but I hope everyone doesn't get Dunkin' Donuts today and instead get Starbucks as superior.
All I'll say is I had
F you,
Starbucks on
Hannah.
Friday for the first time in months. And it did not keep me awake in the way that Duncan would have. So,
My head's about to hit this table right now. That's how tired I feel because it's almost 11 a.m. and I have not had coffee.
well,
Oh
girl, get your
gosh, my
caffeine, get your cat, get your life,
yeah,
go
get
cry
it all
about
together.
it.
Okay, everyone, thanks for tuning in to another episode, some 30 something of Funny, Hot, and Very Cool. We're sorry that we have not been posting consistently, but you know, I don't really think you
I'm
guys
not
care anyway.
sorry. I'm not sorry. Only Kimmy is, so. We'll
Okay.
see you next time, whenever that will
See ya when we're looking at
be. Okay.
ya. Bye.
Bye.